Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Frida. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Got out the hospital pretty much. But yeah, I want to ask a question. I'm gonna be on medical leave. Well, I'm on medical leave now. And I might be out of work for some weeks. How do I do my unemployment? How do I get that situated or sorted?
I mean, you will have to apply for unemployment. Okay. Now, just to let you know, to be able to draw unemployment, there are three things. You have to be able, available, and looking for work. So you're going to be out medically?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Are you going to be in a leave of absence status?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, because that's going to be up to the Department of Labor, depending upon what your doctor says. Because, like I said, the fact that you're on a leave of absence, that means that you're not able to work. And like I said earlier, that's one of the three things you have to be able to do to be able to draw unemployment. You have to be able, available, and looking for work. So, but you most definitely can file. That's not, you know, they're not going to stop you from filing.
Okay. Do you need anything from my doctor, or I don't know?
Once you file, the Department of Labor will send you any type of correspondence on anything that they may need from you.
Okay. Now, what if I work in the state of Georgia, but I live in Alabama?
Where do you pay taxes?
Let me
pull you up. Hold on. What's your social?
420-210-422.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if your wages are showing here. You work with Jeremy Reeves?
I did. At one time,
okay.
I did.
Yeah, that's where you're last. So, yeah, your wages are showing here in Alabama. And then your last position, was that F&F Food Service? I see that.
F&F. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was KFC. Then I went to Mellow Mushroom Pizza.
I see a GMRI Incorporated.
Or whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but. And I also, I just kind of started, what's this, Panera Bread here in Oxford.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when you work for these companies, that's not how they're listed when it comes to the actual employer itself. So I see Texas Roadhouse. I see Lions HR LLC. I see, so you do have wages here in Alabama.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you will be able to file.
Okay. Now, what if one of my my job that I've been at a year and, 8 months, pretty much, it's in Georgia.
What's the name
Atlanta.
Of that job?
It's called the U-Bar.
Yeah, I don't see that here. So you need to file where your most recent employer, was that your last job?
And then which I'm still there, and then I started here, a job here in Alabama. Well, Panera Bread.
Mhm. Because what you'll do, okay, what you would do, is you would actually file in Georgia, but you would need to tell Georgia that you also have wages in Alabama, and that way they can pull those wages from Alabama.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know their number or?
Sure, I can get that for you. Hold on. It's going to be 404-232-232-3180.
So you said 404-232-3180.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. So you think I need to call them now?
Yes. It looks like their hours is from 8:30 to 4:30.
All right, thank you.
And like I said, don't forget that, you know, they should ask you that question, but make sure you don't let them forget that you also got wages in Alabama so you can get credit for all your wages. That would be assist you in you know, the amount that you'll receive weekly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you. You're so welcome, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, sir. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.